Okay, and welcome back. And if you go to headlines at rents.com, you'll get a pretty good overview of some of the goings-on in Israel and Gaza. And don't buy into that. People are calling these Palestinians trapped in Gaza, in that outdoor prison, Gazans. They're not Gazans. They're Palestinians, just like the Palestinians on the ever-shrinking West Bank. And they have been butchered and beaten and absolutely treated outrageously for decades. And they've had enough. And as I said earlier, only a fool would believe that Israel didn't know that tens of thousands of fighters were preparing and training and rehearsing for weeks before this thing came off. This is all about Netanyahu. He's turning into one of the most, people say he's one of the most evil people on the planet. He's had terrible geopolitical problems at home. Every week there are enormous demonstrations against his government. They want him out. And now all of a sudden, well, this is an age-old way to deflect criticism. Now he's in charge during a war for our survival. Well, the interesting part will be Hezbollah. If Hezbollah comes in from Lebanon to the north and moves down into the West Bank or whatever. Now, they're a real army. They've got artillery. They've got all kinds of heavy armor. They've got tanks. They're very well equipped. And they kicked Israel's butt the last time there was a conflict between the two of them. I think many of you remember that. So if they move in, and they're 100 times bigger than Hamas, things are going to get to be real interesting. That gay blade Lindsey Graham is calling for the U.S. to bomb Iran. Bomb Iran. The first thing they ought to drop out of the bomb bay is that guy over Tehran. Just dump him. It's just, these people are useless. All right. Mitchell Henderson is back tonight with his outstanding analyses and overview. Let's see how it looks to Mitch. Welcome back.
Good to be there. So
yes,
tonight,
sir.
I want to talk about, from now on, everything is going to get worse. Okay, we'll start with the war in Israel. Okay, so in 2020, Benjamin Netanyahu was elected Prime Minister of Israel again. His coalition government includes some radical Jewish religious parties. These parties believe that the Jewish Messiah cannot return until Israel has cleansed Palestinians from the West Bank. Under the government, under this government, new Jewish settlements have been going up in the West Bank. The United States has previously been vocal about this not being allowed, but the Zionist pedophile Biden regime has not called Israel on the carpet for this. Sunday, I meet the press, Congressman Matt Gaetz said, and I quote, "After this war is over, Israel will be much larger than it is now." I wonder, how does he know that? And expanded on that by saying that Israel must take back control of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. That sounds exactly like what the Zionists want. On Sunday morning, Hamas began a massive attack on Israel, and Israel declared war on Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh stated that the war was to liberate Palestinians and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is their third most holy site, and it's in Jerusalem. American Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg said that the whole world must support Israel because this is a proxy war with Iran. Earth to General Kellogg, the world knows that Israel is the bad guy. Such a statement could only fool Americans and Europeans. In the first day of operations, Israel lost 700 killed. This is just in 24 hours, okay? 700 killed, 2,170 wounded, and 750 prisoners captured.
That many?
These are mostly Israelis.
That's interesting.
You know, after 24 hours, they did a tally. Now Israel's saying, oh, only about 100 hostages
lies.
Were taken.
Lies.
Yeah. These are mostly Israeli civilians taken into the Gaza Strip as hostages. Only 44 Israeli soldiers were killed in action. What's telling is that Palestinians hit this music festival with all these young people in it and took them hostages and killed a bunch of them. But I saw some survivors of that attack, and they were complaining that they had to wait 6 hours for the Israel Defense Force to show up there. 6 hours.
Wow.
Keep in mind that Israel's a very small country. I mean,
right.
You know, we're not talking, the Gaza Strip's only 35 miles long and 6 miles wide. Okay, so why did it take them 6 hours to get there? Okay.
Good question.
So
there ought to be heads rolling over this. It wasn't handled properly at all. We'll see.
So
by the way, may I say this?
Yeah,
I want everybody listening to understand that everything you hear that is of a pro-Israeli nature out of this conflict should be viewed with tremendous skepticism. All right? They're not going to say, yep, Hamas captured 750 Israelis. They took them away, a lot of them. They're hostage. No, they're going to reduce that to down. Oh, they only got 100. No. This is all done by the masters of lies, deceit, and manipulation. So you're going to get the most corrupted information you'll probably ever see out of this episode. Just watch. Go ahead.
The Palestinians lost 370 killed and 2,000 wounded, with, quote, hundreds of Hamas fighters captured. I sort of doubt that. In the West, we always lie to our people about casualties, and Israel is being just as vague and evasive as the Ukrainian government. By Sunday, Hezbollah in Lebanon began firing missiles into Israel, and Israel fired artillery into Lebanon. Expect this to escalate. The Taliban in Afghanistan said they would send troops to help Hamas. Remember, we left over $80 billion in military hardware in Afghanistan when our Sisi military and political leadership abruptly pulled out. The Taliban asked Iran if they could transit fighters and military equipment and supplies across Iran. From there, it transits Iraq and Syria to Lebanon, all Shia nations like Iran. The Taliban and Hamas are Sunni Muslim, but Iran is a major supporter of Hamas. Iran said yes to the Taliban, by the way. In Egypt, on Sunday, an Egyptian policeman summarily shot two Israeli tourists in Alexandria. Could this spark a nuclear war? Israel has 300 nuclear weapons. If they feel that things are not going well for them, they could go nuclear. If Israel strikes Rafah or Khan Yunis with a nuke, it will also destroy both Israeli and Egyptian territory, because the Gaza Strip is only 10 miles wide at the widest, and that's on the Egyptian border. If Israel nukes Gaza City, it will also destroy adjacent areas in Israel. If Israel nukes Damascus, it will bring Russia into the war, and Israel could be completely destroyed with as few as four nuclear weapons could take out Israel. So
Mitch, one sec. Now in Israel, there's certainly a faction that is demanding that tactical nukes be used on Gaza City and other Palestinian enclaves in Gaza Strip. Right now, they're talking about this. You wait and see. No, these aren't huge city-busting thermonukes. These are tactical nukes. That's what they'd use. This has all the potential now, all of a sudden, of blowing up and being spun up into World War III. It could happen.
Well, listen, the tactical nuke in Gaza City will kill millions of people. Millions of people. Okay, so they don't need a big nuke to do that. And a tactical nuke leaves fallout, so people downwind in Israel will be affected. So at any rate, no one fights fair when their very existence is at stake. Israel understands this for themselves, but cannot understand that the people of the Gaza Strip, the most densely populated place on Earth, might feel the same way. Actually, the Gaza Strip is the largest concentration camp on the face of the Earth. Yeah, that would be the proper thing to call it. Okay,
I agree.
So, Turkey and Pakistan,
for those of you who don't know, Mitch,
yes.
For those
yes.
of our listeners who don't know, pull up a map right now of Israel and look at the Gaza Strip. Understand the geography, what we're talking about. Look where Palestine used to be. It used to be Israel. and then look over at the West Bank. Understand what that is. And then look where Lebanon is. Hezbollah is in Lebanon. Hamas came out of the Gaza Strip. Okay? All right. I just want people to look at the pictures and understand. Go ahead, Mitch.
No, no, it's a good idea. You know, if you can get some proportion, you know that this is happening in a very small and tightly packed populated place. Okay? So Turkey and Pakistan have already called for an independent Palestinian state. Germany and the EU has decided to cut off aid to the Palestinians, and the German newspaper Bild suggested that the attack was Russia's fault because Saturday was Putin's birthday. Okay. That's kind of thin, I think.
Sad.
You know, Saudi Arabia wanted to get a formal military alliance with the United States. Some say that this attack is to disrupt that alliance. But the reason why they want the alliance is if they had an alliance with the United States, it would protect Mecca and Riyadh from being nuked by Israel. It looks like the war kicked off before that could happen, though. On Sunday, the Zionist Jew Anthony Blinken stated, "Well, one reason President Biden was very clear from the very first moments that no one should try to take advantage of this situation is precisely to do everything we can to ensure that there's not another front in this conflict, including Hezbollah and Lebanon. Our government is so unbelievably delusional. When will we understand that others do not think like we do, and there is nothing that we do for Hezbollah? So exactly what will we do about it if Lebanon enters the war? What can we do about it if Syria enters the war? We already don't have relations or aid or trade with them anyway. So what are they threatening to do? So in Yemen, thousands of people are marching in the streets in support of Hamas. There will be no shortage of volunteers to go to Gaza and fight alongside Hamas. Don't we think that Hamas already planned for this eventuality? In tactical terms, the Palestinian Gaza Strip is on death ground. This means they will fight viciously. The Palestinians have nothing left to lose. The Israelis have everything to lose. So today they said, you know, Israel's just going to bomb and just blow up random citizens in there. So Hezbollah said, Hamas said, Israel drops a bomb on Palestinian civilians, they're going to publicly execute on TV live one of the hostages for each bomb. So this is a war of desperation. Okay, so the mainstream media chalks this situation up to being a failure of Israeli intelligence. This is a misdirection. Let's look at the motive. What does Israel want? They want greater Israel, or what the Zionists from the start called Eretz Israel. This includes the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Mossad actually allowed this Hamas offensive to take place. There is no way that such a large operation involving thousands of actors within both Hamas and the Islamic Jihad could keep such a secret. The Mossad has an excellent intelligence network in the Gaza Strip. Not only that, but there's visuals, there's satellites, there's all kinds of imaging. Can't they see all the Hamas troops out training? Because they trained very intensively for a year for this. Okay, the Mossad has an excellent excellent network in the Gaza Strip. An intelligence failure is unrealistic. Allowing a major attack on their country to create a pretext for realizing Eretz Israel and finishing the Palestinian question once and for all is the desired effect. This is Israel's 9/11. Israel, and I mean in every sense, in that like we bought down the towers, Israel bought this upon themselves. Okay. Israel would allow the murder of thousands of its own citizens to accomplish their goals, just like the United States did in 2001.
You got it.
Their pretext for war without end.
You got
just it. Like the CIA did to America. Immediately, the disgusting pedophile Biden said that the U.S. supports Israel completely. Let me interpret. Americans are going to pay for the extermination of the Palestinian people, no matter how much it costs us. In Jewish eschatology, And for anyone who doesn't know what eschatology is, those are religious beliefs about the end times or the apocalypse, okay? Right. Their Messiah cannot come until Eretz Israel is established, and their Messiah cannot come until Muslims, Christians, and white people are exterminated. Before this war, Israel had already made it a crime to teach about Christ. Now they are butchering Muslims in the Gaza Strip. The ADL has made it clear that Jews are not white people. And the Anti-Defamation League, I guess, speaks for everyone. Actually, it doesn't, but they think that they do. But there is more. Iran is being blamed for the Hamas attack. Remember last month, the United States sent 2,000 more troops to the Persian Gulf? Now we are sending a carrier attack group to the Eastern Mediterranean. Remember how Iran and Saudi Arabia made peace and Iran was admitted into BRICS? Remember how they said Iran has everything they need to make a nuclear weapon? Remember how Iran successfully made hypersonic missile that can strike Israel? This war will be used as an excuse for a war with Iran. It will all be painted in the media as something that just happened out of our control. Nonsense. This is an intentional war. The war in Israel is going to be used as a pretext to increase oil prices and further impoverish Americans,
just
like it always does.
Prices already
up. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how the West has lost the war in Ukraine. Now, keep in mind, people, that these two things are related because they're coming to the realization that Ukraine is a lost cause, so they have to have a new victory somewhere, okay? So previously, I mentioned that Europe and the United States was able to conquer the world because we were an industrialized nation fighting nations without industry. It was American industrial power that helped us win World War II against other industrial nations like Germany and Japan. We went to war with a hollowed-out army in Korea, and it was a tie. In Vietnam, we had great industry but pathetic political leadership, and we lost the war politically. Our political leadership has not improved, and we have since given up our industry to globalism and multinational corporations. All of our wars have been against non-industrial nations since then. In the 1990 Gulf War was the last war where we had at least a good military leadership and still had some industry. The wars after this, we have lost against the poorest and most unindustrialized nations like Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Political leadership after George Bush Sr. has been politically lackluster, and military leadership has been almost criminally inept. Now we are a post-industrial nation with a service economy. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea have very functional political leadership, and they have better military leadership than we have. Imagine if the Afghanistan withdrawal had been a Russian, Chinese, Iranian, or North Korean operation that had the same results. Russia would have fired the generals in charge. China, Iran, and North Korea would have executed the generals responsible. But the United States does not have the moral courage to hold those at the top accountable for their failures. Mm-hmm. The only person fired over the failure in Afghanistan was a Marine lieutenant colonel who publicly called on the generals to be held accountable. So he was held accountable. There is perhaps no other example needed to explain why the U.S. military can't beat anybody. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are industrial nations. We are not, and the powerhouse of industry in Europe, Germany, has lost its industry because they have no cheap Russian fuel to maintain it. We cannot and will not win against even one of these nations, let alone all of them at once. Napoleon said that an army moves on its stomach. Logistics is critical in war. Economics is logistics. And because of the sanctions war, the American and European economies are crashing. Russia's economy is doing great. China's economy is getting by. Iran's economy is okay. And even North Korea's economy suits its demands. They have different expectations than we do. Let me give you an example of the power of logistics. In the 1890s, an Islamic rebellion in the Sudan kicked the British out. The British decided to take it back. It took 3 years because the British had to build a railroad from Egypt to the capital of Khartoum. Alongside the railroad tracks, the British also built a water pipeline to sustain the troops. Logistics won the war. It took 3 years. That wasn't 3 years of constant fighting. It was just 3 years of building a railroad and a water pipeline down there. We cannot outproduce Russia for ammunition and weapons. We don't have an industrial base to do that. Neither does Europe. China needs logistical trains of only 100 miles to attack Taiwan. Their aircraft can strike Taiwan from land bases across the strait. America needs supply lines that stretch 6,698 miles from California to Taiwan. China has an industrial base that can make logistics not a problem. We cannot possibly match it. In short, we cannot win in Ukraine, we cannot win against Russia, and we cannot win against China. We cannot win. The United States is over on every level, politically, economically, and militarily. If you can imagine the pain of Romans as their empire fell apart, the pain that we are going to feel will be exponentially greater because we are used to so much more comfort than the Romans were. We are not going to get the luxury of a slow decline. It will be precipitous.
Correct.
The globalist Bolsheviks started the war in Ukraine to shock and destroy Russia. This war is destroying the West, not Russia. American hubris and arrogance have no bounds. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. On Saturday, the Washington Post wrote that Western government officials ordered the press to depict Ukraine's counteroffensive in a better light to prevent a decline in public support for providing further military aid for Kiev. Do we really have freedom of the press when the government is telling the press what to report and how to report it? Like the Soviet Union.
Who owns all the major media in the Western world? It's the same Zionists.
The Zionist Jews do.
Same ones. Here's a little quote for you. Now, Netanyahu is stuck between a rock and a hard place with his declarations of war and a vow to invade, conduct a ground war, and occupy Gaza. With a mobilization of 300,000, here it comes, unprepared, spoiled, pampered, never-ending party, TikTok-obsessed IDF reserves, which will just mean a failing quagmire like what Israel faced in 20 years of occupation in southern Lebanon. Is it? They're right. I'm telling you, the Israeli military doesn't have the stomach to run head-on into enemy fire. They don't. They'll stay way behind with their big guns and blast away. 300,000 unprepared... 300,000 unprepared, spoiled, pampered, never-ending party, TikTok-obsessed IDF reserves. That's a fair statement.
It is a fair statement. I was watching a video today, and I saw a whole platoon of IDF soldiers behind a wall. They were all bunched together. Where's their training?
Very smart.
Why would they do that? It's like one mortar shell can wipe them all out. That's why you disperse. There's such a thing as indirect fire.
So they're cowering together. They're afraid.
Yes, huddled together. So the disgusting pedophile Biden plans to ask for $100 billion in aid for Ukraine so he can finance the war until he is reelected next year. And at this point, I believe your Republican representatives will go along with that. Okay. A year ago, I was convinced that out of desperation, Russia would be backed into a corner and would have to resort to the nuclear option to defend itself. Now, I think it will be the globalist Bolsheviks that will be the ones to act out of desperation. Imagine the absurdity of this. Okay, while Zelensky was speaking at the UN begging for money, his wife was shopping at Cartier's in New York. She spent $1.1 million on jewelry for herself at this one store alone. Right. We don't have any idea of how much she spent at other stores. The Western press would never make this public, and the stores would never make this public. So how do we know about it? From the news in Zimbabwe. You see a young woman from Benin in Africa immigrated to the United States and was able to land her dream job as a sales lady at Cartier's. She was the sales clerk assisting Mrs. Zelensky, but Mrs. Zelensky did not like the Mavka talking to her. That is what Ukrainians call black people, Mavka, and Mavka means monkey. Mrs. Zelensky had the manager fire this black immigrant woman if the store wanted to make a sale. Cartier's fired the black Mavka. Do you realize that we would have never known about this if she did not demand this woman get fired? The African News reported this because they are sick of the hypocrisy of the woke Bolsheviks. Do you know that there are black people that pay taxes? You might even say that it was partly black people's money that paid for Mrs. Zelensky's jewelry. With over 500,000 young Ukrainian men dead, whose widows and children get exactly nothing when they die in combat, their commander-in-chief's wife can blow $1.1 million for jewelry for herself. These Zionist pigs get that money by lying to us about everything. That is called fraud. The Zionist Bolshevik pedophile Biden regime is the shill for these corrupt Ukrainian monsters. They enable the fraud. And by the way, I saw reports today that the weapons that Hamas is using, they bought on the black market from Ukraine.
I got the story, too. Yeah. So did, I guess Hezbollah got a lot of them. They all went to the Middle East. There's a lot of weaponry there now. Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Some
American anti-tank weapons have taken out Israeli tanks so far.
That's
so,
right. Now, also keep in mind,
do you know why Ukraine does not publish its killed in action statistics? Because the U.S. taxpayers pays the salaries of Ukrainian soldiers. The Ukrainian commanders pay their soldiers, so they keep dead and captured soldiers on the payroll so they can pocket
the money
instead of giving it to the soldiers' widows and orphans. The pedophile Biden, the Zionist Blinken, and Victoria Nuland know this, as does the Marxist Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. It is we, the people, who are not told this. The mainstream media, to include Fox News, has never reported any of this. They fired Tucker Carlson because if he found things like this out, he would report them. They knew this, and that's why he's gone. If you want to tell the truth, you do not qualify as a news anchor. Reported Mrs. Zelensky blowing $1 million at just one store while her husband was whining for more money.
Well,
this
and
is
Biden
obscene,
is now,
people.
But it's totally obscene. You're right. Biden is now preparing to ask Congress for $100 billion more for Ukraine. $100 billion more. All right, let's leave that sit. Now, let's look at Israel, already whining and begging the U.S. for more military equipment and more money. We'll send it, whatever they want. They're going to get it. And also keep in mind that the U.S. has virtually depleted most of its ammunition and military supplies and armaments and stocks. It has all gone to Ukraine. We are very, very thin in our reserves. That's what we need to protect ourselves in case 2 or 3 million of the 5.5 million Chinese nationalist CCP members in the U.S. were to rise up as one in every major city and start shooting and slaughtering Americans. And you think that couldn't happen? You better think again. And we'd have not the manpower or woman power or munitions to go and adequately take them out. They'd have a 2 million man army here. They got 5.5 million Chinese here. 2 million fighting age men easily available. And if they were turned loose on this country just to start slaughtering American citizens and anybody, this country would fall into pieces. It would implode. This is because there'd be no way to stop them. They know it. They know it.
So what does Zelensky himself do with this money? So videos came out of Zelensky and his cronies having cocaine-fueled sex orgies in Kiev, showing them drinking the most expensive champagne and liquor, snorting cocaine, and having sex with kids, and very explicitly showing Zelensky himself giving other men at the party blowjobs, eating the best, most expensive caviar. This and the death of hundreds of thousands of young white men is what our money is paying for. We are certainly not paying for anything that looks like victory.
Mitch, we fueled the genocide. We fueled the killing of over 500,000, some say 1 million, Ukrainian white Christian men and women in the military. We fueled that by supporting that outrageous Zionist Bolshevik regime. We did that. That's on us. If we didn't put the money up, they wouldn't have had these human wave attacks for the last year and a half and lost over 500,000 human lives. We did it. We made it possible.
It is telling. On October 4th, Colonel McGregor revealed that the Russian army has grown and is now better trained and equipped than it has ever been. He said it is better in better shape than the Soviet army ever was. At the same time, the Ukrainian army is in the worst shape it has ever been in. Yeah. Is that what we are paying for? Colonel McGregor also stated that all the news about Ukraine is nothing more than narratives that the CIA and MI6 have created. All this news is a lie. After Congress did not give Biden his $24 billion in Ukraine, he called for the UK, Japan, Germany, and France to tell him that the U.S. will definitely give this money to Ukraine. One has to wonder how he knows this, since government spending is allocated by Congress. Well, the same way that the old pedophile Biden just canceled $9 billion worth of student loan debt without congressional approval. Remember, the America that you always knew is over. We do not live in a democratic republic. We live in a Marxist police state. Stephen Gardner asked Colonel McGregor if Washington would ignore the will of the American people. McGregor replied, absolutely. You see, over half the American people do not want to give Ukraine any more money, and the old pedophile Biden could care less. I'm not kidding. The Bolshevik pedophile Biden regime will find a way to keep sending these filthy thieves in Ukraine all the money they want. But there are cracks in the alliance. Sunday, Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto said that a military solution to the Ukraine conflict is unlikely. He said that Rome cannot be expected to support Kiev indefinitely as its own stocks are limited. What does the CIA narrative support at this point? Since they are losing, they want a frozen war. The CIA would like us to ship billions of dollars continuously for the next century. War without end is the cause that we fight for. You can know the mind of the CIA by reading Foreign Affairs magazine. I know the mind of MI6. To know the mind of MI6, you can read The Economist magazine out of the United Kingdom. Their September 23rd issue cover was titled, Time for a Rethink, Helping Ukraine Win a Long War. This is exactly what Foreign Affairs magazine previously put out articles saying the same thing. And I will not bore you with the vapid and inane PAP that they push, but let me call them out on obvious propaganda. So they said this. They said, Ukraine's army could still make a breakthrough in the coming weeks, triggering the collapse of brittle Russian forces. Russian forces are not brittle. They're in the best shape they have ever been in. The goal is to make the readers think that they should still give Ukraine money. After all, Mrs. Zelensky does need to shop. Is that not a worthy goal? It goes on. Asking for a ceasefire or peace talks is pointless. Vladimir Putin shows no sign of wanting to negotiate, and even if he did, could not be trusted to stick to a deal. This is such a lie that it insults any intelligent person who has been following what has been happening. In fact, the invasion and special military operation was for the purpose of trying to get Ukraine to negotiate and settle the problem of the Donbass. He only sent 90,000 troops in February 2022. He has been open to negotiations since day one. When a delegation of African leaders wanted to discuss the peace plan, Putin welcomed them, while Zelensky said that they just came to beg for money and thus basically snubbed them. It is Zelensky who has passed the law saying that there can be no negotiations with Putin, not the other way around. Is it Putin that cannot be trusted to stick to a deal? Remember the 2015 Minsk Accords? This is the deal that Angela Merkel of Germany and Francois Hollande of France publicly said that they signed off on with no intention of sticking to it, but only made the deal to buy some time for Ukraine to build up its military so it could fight Russia. Ukraine never took the deal seriously. They have been bombing civilians in Donbass for the past 8 years, killing 14,000 innocent civilians. Yet somehow it is the Russians that broke the deal. It is the Russians that cannot be trusted. When Russia and China call us the Empire of Lies, they are being accurate. The Economist suggests that Ukraine prepare itself for a long war and the West to finance it. This is the same as the CIA Foreign Affairs article about the frozen conflict. Yes, people, our government wants to support a long and very expensive war that we will never win. You really don't need your money. The Ukrainian Zionists need it to blow on jewelry, cocaine, and hookers. The West has lost the war in Ukraine, so we have a new, more important war in Israel to cover up our failure.
Right.
So the war in Africa, on October 2nd, Putin opined that World War III could kick off in Africa. So he was wrong about this. I think it's going to kick off in Israel. He did not know the plans for Israel. On Friday, the United States finally certified that the government in Nigeria is illegitimate. This is a step towards war. They finally called it a coup. The U.S. will not cooperate with Niger, but will keep its large air base at Agadez without permission. All U.S. military in Niger are now concentrating there. Niger did not like that French troops wanted to leave south to Benin because there is already a French logistical buildup there for an invasion of Niger. It looks like there will be an invasion. France is desperate. Chad is asking France to get its troops out now also. Look, the whole world knows that America and Europe cannot stop Islamic terrorism, and the game is up, and all have realized that America, France, and Britain created the Islamic terrorist organizations, funded them, and armed them with the help of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. The only way to control Islamic terrorism is to kick the U.S. and European forces out of their countries. We are the air that terrorism needs to thrive. Only Americans and Europeans are unaware of this. The first world peoples are also the most clueless people on the planet. An example of this is a statement by Putin on September 12th in Vladivostok. This is what he said. He said, as far as the prosecution of Trump is concerned, this is good for us in today's conditions because it shows the rottenness of Americans, of the American system, which cannot pretend to teach others about democracy. All that is happening with Trump is the persecution of a political rival for political reasons. And this is done in front of the public of the United States and the whole world. Only Americans and Europeans actually believe that the United States is a democracy or a free country. Americans are so comprehensively brainwashed that they fail to see that, like a frog being boiled in water, the squeeze has been put on us, steadily escalated since the beginning of the COVID epidemic. We have already lost our freedom. We have just been distracted by the exigencies of daily life and entertainment. These exigencies intensify with open borders, crime intentionally left uncontrolled, and inflation. And as that thing on your website quotes Lenin, you squeeze the bourgeois to death. The bourgeois is the middle class. You squeeze them to death through taxation and inflation. We're living it right now.
Yes, we are. Here's another one, Mitch. Nikki Haley, the neocon Nikki, is now saying, well, let me find the quote here. I say this to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, finish them, finish them. Hamas did this. You know Iran is behind it. Finish them. Calls for genocide. This is America now. And she's got a First Amendment right to speak her mind, but people take this stuff seriously. That's dangerous. Dangerous talk.
Oh, yeah.
Calling for genocide. That's what she's doing.
Oh, definitely. So what World War III is, actually, it is a war on humanity.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
The 0.01% global elites want everything, and they want you to have nothing and be happy. They want you to be impoverished so that you will be focused on survival and not on what they are doing. Everything from now on will get worse. There will be wars, famine, pestilence everywhere. Internally, there will be anarchy, lawlessness, and general lack of security. What will this lead to? There will be a catastrophe followed by a miraculous peace made by a guy like Emmanuel Macron, Justin Trudeau, or Gavin Newsom type person. These men are pretty boys with charisma only because they are pretty boys, but they lack any substance, ethics, reason, or morality. They are totally and completely lawless. They embody the impossibility of reason. And the impossibility of reason, folks, is hell. Okay? People will suffer so horribly in this war that will kiss the ass of this pretty boy just to get some relief. They will not do as they are told. After the war, the world will have the worst totalitarian dictatorship that the earth has ever seen. It will not be the end of troubles. It will be the epitome of hell on earth. It will be the perfection of evil on earth. It will not last long. It will be the end of civilization. It will not be the end of humanity. It will be so bad that we will not do it again for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. So this is what they have in mind. This is their end game. You know, they have never made it a secret. They want to kill 7.5 billion of us. Okay.
That's right.
So, today, as I was watching the propaganda, the American media propaganda about the war in Israel, so at this music festival, figure that most of the, it's like if you have a crowd of any size, you just have a small percentage that would be like pretty women and handsome men, just a few, most people are they're sort of average. But when they show the news, when they're showing you pictures of Israelis that were kidnapped by Hamas, they're all pictures of beautiful young women. Okay, that's a propaganda effect there. When they show these pictures where the Hamas came up and grabbed these hostages, including the children, because the parents and the kids, they took the kids with them. So they show pictures of like the teddy bears and the school packs laying alongside the road, like these children have been wiped out.
These are the masters of mind control. Okay. Remember that. The masters. They know how to do it.
Exactly.
Crazy. Crazy. I watched. I cringed. It's sickening. It really is. It's not a pretty thing to see at all.
Yeah, they will keep pouring it on and pouring it on. And see, when you watch the news, they just repeat this mantra that America supports Israel, and they're our best ally, they're most important ally. They just repeat this mantra, but I have to question, what exactly does Israel do for the United States? Why would they be any kind of a primary interest to the American people? Why? What do we need them for? What have they ever done for us? Besides kill us. In the 67 war, they actually killed 44 American Navy guys on the Liberty. Okay, and if anybody has any doubt about that, Admiral Moore, who is the chief of naval operations, after he retired, he did the investigation on it, and he was sort of a truthful guy, and he said no, it was an intentional attack by Israel. That's the final official word within the military, is that it was an attack on the United States. It was not a mistake. It was an intentional attack, and so we just always have to continuously listen to the propaganda about this, and it's all Zionists. Voltaire he said that if you want to know who it is that actually rules you, just look at who you are not allowed to criticize. So there's no law protecting like Democrats or Republicans from criticism, but there is laws protecting Zionists from criticism. Okay, they just put it under the blanket of anti-Semitism. Okay, and there's actual laws that protect them. Okay, so So they are the ones. You can't say anything about them, or, you know, in the world out here, you'll be blacklisted and canceled and even thrown in jail for talking bad about them. So they are the people who are controlling it. Voltaire had another statement, too. He said that if you can get people to believe in absurdities, then you can get people to commit atrocities. Okay, so let's look at that. We have cultural Marxism, which teaches us there's 152 genders, there's no such thing as race. In other words, you know, who are you going to believe, us or your own eyes? If your eyes are telling you something different than what they say, that is the very definition of an absurdity. That we're supposed to accept transgender people as just everyday normal people, okay, that is an absurdity too. Even to say LGBT people in general are normal, that is absurd, okay, because we have to look at this. What does the word normal mean? The word normal means, it's a mathematical term that means that is what most people do. That's all it means. It's just a quantitative statement. It is not a qualitative statement. So LGBT people, even if they're expanding rapidly, still don't make up more than 10% of the population. They are not normal by definition. They are not normal. They want us to believe this absurd nonsense because they want us to believe that Israel is the most important ally we have, that silence is violence. And why do they want us to believe that silence is violence? Because they don't want you to just shut up. They want you to actually parrot what they want you to say. They want you to parrot their beliefs. They want you to participate in this Orwellian 5 minutes of hate. Okay? I mean, it's just all brainwashing. Is all of this. We're there. We've gone too far. You know, people have stood by and at first we tolerated these absurdities, then they expected us to accept these absurdities. And the culture has accepted them as real. Okay. But you know, in your heart and in your mind, you know this is nonsense, that it's absurd. These things are not real. You know, it's all lies. Hello, am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're fine. I'm just listening. It's all an exercise in discernment. You need to understand what's going on. Let me get Mitch back here real quick. Every single story about this that comes out of the Western media is controlled, textured, and presented to achieve a goal of mind influencing, and it's propaganda. Understand that everything is all scripted. In other words, it's all fiction. It's lies. It's fiction designed to serve the need of the people involved who are promoting it. It's really disgusting. I'm trying to find this also, this Nikki Haley thing. Let me see if I can find it here. Here, I think this is it. Hi, you there, Mitch?
Yeah, I think I must have touched a nerve somewhere because they cut me completely off.
Oh, they did.
I don't even know where they cut me off at.
Okay, it's all right. You've covered so much ground here. I'm trying to find this Nikki Haley thing. I think it's here. Here it is.
We know they're responsible.
Well, the first thing I would say is look at what is being said by Russia and China. Absolutely nothing. There's a UN Security Council meeting tomorrow. Guess what they're going to say? I can tell you right now. They're going to say to de-escalate. They're going to say to ceasefire. They're going to tell Israel, don't fight back. They're not going to say, they're going to condemn Hamas, but they're not going to call out Iran. Why? Because Russia, China, and Iran are joined at the hip, all three of them. So if we know that, what we have to do is start being strong. You're not strong by giving them $6 billion like Biden did. And he can say it's not in their banks, but they're moving money around because they know it's coming. You're not being strong by lifting sanctions like Biden did. They're getting tons of oil money, and all that oil money goes to Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all of those terrorist activities. They see the weakness that we've shown from Afghanistan and everything else. What we have to do is start showing strength. First, we have to make sure Israel secures its borders. The second...
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought I had the other clip, but I didn't.
This is the reason we have to unite around making sure our enemies...
Go ahead, Mitch.
What I was going to say is notice that it is us, it's the United States, who absolutely refused to have a negotiated settlement in Ukraine. I mean, we have since 2015, okay? So as soon as this war breaks out, the first thing that everybody says in the American government is there shall be no negotiation, no peace talks, okay?
Right.
Everything we go into now, the negotiation and peace talks are out of the question, out of the question.
Full on pedal to the metal from now on. Watch. Here's that clip. I got it. This is Nikki Haley.
To Prime Minister Netanyahu, finish them. Finish them. Hamas did this. You know Iran's behind it. Finish them. They should have hell to pay for what they've just done.
All right. That's the attitude of the Zionist agents here, or the Zionist brainwashed here. They don't get it. There are two sides to every coin. They don't seem to be able to accept that.
They said in the news that this is the biggest single... This is the most Jews killed in one day since the Holocaust. They linked this to the Holocaust. Okay?
Of course.
It is a total brainwash, you know?
Of course. Every word, I'm telling you, should be analyzed and viewed with great suspicion. All right, Mitch, thank you. We'll see what happens. That was an excellent summary. If things get really crazy, we'll try and get you back on maybe next week if you'd like, or later this week even, to see what happens earlier than next week. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Mitchell Henderson, right on top of things, as always. All right, that was a slam-bang 3 hours. Lots of information. It was an all-day-long effort to get this ready for you, and it worked out very well. You're going to get reality here like nowhere else. Back with you in 21 hours. Thanks for being here. Take care.